Hi, you're listening to the weekly podcast of Life Ministry Church. For more information, head to our website, www.lmc.org.au.
Before we get started, I do want a volunteer just to help me out with an experiment. Now, before you all run to the stage, I know you were about to, you cannot suffer from vertigo, you're not allowed to be pregnant, and you may die. But other than that, do we have any volunteers who would like to just come up and give me a quick hand with, and you can't be scared of the dark. I'm selling it, I know. Volunteers, if you don't put your hand up, I will choose someone. Jared, give him a hand as he comes up on the stage. I saw that hand. He was hiding it between his legs. He's sort of like, my hand's not going up in the air, no way. What I want you to do, Jared, is I want you to come over here. Can you take your glasses off for me? Is that all right? Are you blind without your glasses? We don't need the blindfold. No. All right, come over here. I'm going to put this on. It's a standard blindfold. No tricks to it. Maybe a tea towel.
Just stand over here for me. Turn around. Face this way. That way. Here we go. Can I reach? Here we go. It's tall. All right. Tell me, can you see anything?
No.
Good. Yeah. They all say that. That's right. Really tight? Is that too tight?
No, that's perfect.
Lost the circulation to your head?
No.
All right. Now, Jared, what I want you to do, you know how long the stage is, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, good. I want you to take 100 steps forward. Off you go. Stop! Well done. Would you like to have a look and see where you are?
Yeah, why not?
Why not, he says. Congratulations. You've walked all the way to the edge. I practiced this with Luke before, and he got about 3 metres before he ran into the drums. Now, I didn't want you to take this off. You've got to put it back on.
Oh, okay.
You've got to go back the other way. Who would say that Jared looked a little unconfident as he walked forwards? Those steps were mighty small, weren't they? Now, Jared, I didn't actually say just walk to the edge of the stage. I said take 100 steps. So were you trying to take 100 steps and get them within the length of the stage?
Yes.
Yeah? Well, why didn't you just want to walk and walk off the stage and keep going until you got to your 100 steps? Did you think you might fall and die?
No.
Did you think you might fall and hurt yourself?
No.
He's a brave man. He's a brave man. Can you see Jared?
No.
Wonderful. All right. I want you to do it again. All right? But this time, we're just going to be a little bit different. All right? Jared, I've got you. Do you trust me?
Yes.
All right. I want you to take 100 steps forward. And I want you to take really big, confident steps. Just walk a little bit further to your left. That's it. Keep walking straight. That's the way. Be confident, Jared. I've got you. Keep coming. Stop there. What I want you to do is take one big step down. I'm going to help you. There we go. And now keep walking. Nice, big, straight, confident steps. Just across this way, Jared, before you run into the piano. Keep going. How many are you up to? And stop. You can take off the a blindfold, not a tea towel. Congratulate Jared. Thank him for helping us out. Awesome job. 2 Corinthians 5:7. No, you do not. Mrs. Daly would not be happy. That's a good tea towel. 2 Corinthians 5:7 says, "For we live by faith, not by sight." What is faith? Hebrews 11:1 says it best. Now, faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. This is what the ancients were commended for. By faith, we understand that the universe was formed at God's command. So that what is seen was not made out of what was visible. We know, of course, through Genesis that everything God made, he looked upon and said, it is kind of okay. That's what it says in Genesis, right? No. He said, it is all right. No. It is good. God looked upon all that he created and he said, it is good. God is good. What he makes is good. His hopes for us are good. His plans for us are semi-okay. His plans for us are good. Do you believe it? Or do you believe that God is only good some of the time? It's an important question for you to ask of yourself. What do I believe? Do I believe that God is good all the time? Or do I believe God is good when he is good? Or when I think he is good? When he seems good? God is good. In Hebrews 11, David is mentioned amongst the heroes of the faith. If you know Hebrews 11, there's a big list of them. And David's one of them. I could pick any of them, but I choose David. He's well known to us all, I'm sure. And his deeds include, in verse 33, who through, because they're talking about more than just David, but who through faith conquered kingdoms, administered justice, and gained what was promised. Who shut the mouths of lions. So there's the reference to David. David shut the mouths of lions. Permanently. Took one out. Have you ever stopped and thought about that? In this list of heroes, all that is listed and all that are listed, they wouldn't be heroes unless they were tested. Yeah. Unless they came up against some form of trial and triumphed. Unless they faced refining fire and were able to endure it. I think most of us just want to be heroes. God, can you make me a hero? That'd be really cool. I'd like to be a hero. Make me a hero. But do it gently, please. Yet God allows us to go through times of temptation, times of trial, times of trouble, times of illness, times of loss. And how easy is it for us during those times perhaps to deny that God is good? David at that time would surely say, God, why is there a lion in front of me? Please remove it. Yet, it was fighting that very lion that would enable him to have the confidence in God that he could defeat a giant within his land. God is good. Proverbs 3, 5 to 6, we know it so well. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will make your paths straight. Again, an incredible proverb, an incredible piece of scripture that we can easily pull out, love and say with gusto when life is going well. We trust you, God. We lean on you. Who are we to lean on our own feeble understanding? You are good. You are just. You are mighty. You're awesome. We trust in you. And you can imagine, let's pick an example, the Israelites as they run free from Egypt. They've been set free from captivity. You can imagine them declaring such things with gusto. Trust in the Lord. Lean not on our own understanding. God is God. Oh, hello, Red Sea. They come across this great expanse of water, the Red Sea. Now are they saying that same thing? God, what have you done? You've led us into a trap. We trusted you. Moses, what have you done? You're going to get us all killed. Maybe if we turn back and we ask nicely, Pharaoh will take us back and show us mercy and he'll give us our jobs back as slaves because, you know, that wasn't really as bad as maybe we thought, you know. And of course, we know that they repeat that time after time. Praise God, trust him, then fear, then selfishness, then defeat, then slavery, then repentance, then praise, then repeat. David writes in Psalm 27, and it's long, but it's worth reading it all. Psalm 27, verse 1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Who shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life, and whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked advance against me to devour me, it is my enemies and my foes who will stumble and fall. Though an army besiege me, my heart will not fear. Though war break out against me, even then I will be confident. One thing I ask from the Lord, this only do I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to seek him in his temple. For the day of trouble, he will keep me safe in his dwelling. He will hide me in the shelter of his sacred tent and set me high upon a rock. Isn't that just a beautiful imagery? Isn't that what we want for our own lives? That in those times of trouble, that God will do that exact thing. That he will hide me in the shelter of his sacred tent and set me high upon a rock. Then my head will be exalted above the enemies who surround me. At this sacred tent, I will sacrifice with shouts of joy. I will sing and make music to the Lord. Be merciful to me and answer me. My heart says of you, seek his face. Your face, Lord, I will seek. Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger. You have been my helper. Do not reject me or forsake me, God, my Savior. How often, perhaps, these are prayers that we would like to cry out in our times of need. Though my father and my mother forsake me, the Lord will receive me. Teach me your way, Lord. Lead me in a straight path because of my oppressors. Do not turn me over to the desire of my foes, for false witnesses rise up against me, spouting malicious accusations. I remain confident of this. This is a bit you need to hear. This is where it all leads up to. I remain confident of this. Verse 13. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Let me read it again. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart. Wait for the Lord. Even when he's surrounded by his enemies, David declares in faith at the very beginning of that psalm, who shall I fear? Who shall I be afraid? I love Jared. He's just like, no, I wasn't afraid. I was fine. Matt, you weren't going to let me fall off, surely. It's all good. I was hoping for a little bit of fear in him, but he didn't have it. That's good. It's okay. But just as David said, who shall I fear? Who shall I be afraid? And then he concludes there at the end, I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. David knows that God's ultimate goal for him is an eternal destiny where he will know only peace and blessing. The ultimate goodness of his God for eternity. Yet he also knows that God is good and wants his goodness for him right here in the here and now. Do you know that? Do you recognize that? Do you believe that? God wants what is good for you right now. And depending on your circumstance right now, depending on your life experience, for some of us, that will be far easier to believe and understand and know that it is true than it is for others. Do you believe that? Are you expecting to know the goodness of your God in the here and now? So here's some things about God's goodness. God doesn't want us to grow weary doing good or grow faint in our walk. And I believe that that is one of the reasons that sometimes he shows us that ultimate goodness. He gives us that glimpse of goodness to encourage us, to build our faith, so that we can look back and we can have those testimonies in life where we can say, I remember that. That was a memorial stone. I remember that. That was another memorial stone. I remember that. Because he doesn't want us to grow faint as we follow him. Galatians 6:9 says, let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we don't give up. God will bless us. Isaiah 40:28 says, do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired and weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary. And his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. In our moment of weakness, God is there saying, here I am to give you strength. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord, who? Those who hope in the Lord will renew their strengths. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. God is good. We cannot separate what is good from what is God. We cannot separate God from the word good. He is the source of all goodness. James 1:17 says it, every good thing. What good thing? A few good things? Every good thing bestowed and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shifting shadow. Psalm 16 verse 2 says, I said to the Lord, thou art my God, I have no good besides thee. Without God, we don't know what is good. Without God, we can't expect to be good. God is good. God doesn't hold back anything that is truly good from his children. There's a revelation that every one of us needs to grab hold of and know. I think sometimes we think, oh, you know, God, it's dependent on how good I am. It's dependent on, what I'm doing right now. It's dependent on so many things as to whether God will release his goodness for me. But it says God doesn't hold back anything that is truly good from his children. In Psalm 84, verse 11, for the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord gives grace and glory. No good thing does he withhold from those who walk uprightly. No good thing does he withhold. Our struggles lead us into a deeper intimacy with God. We all struggle. We all stumble at times. But God will use that and turn that for us to come to a point where the only choice we have is a deeper intimacy with him and a deeper reliance on him. Asaph declares in Psalm 73 verse 28, but as for me, it is good to be near God. I have made the sovereign Lord my refuge, and I will tell of all your deeds. That's important because before that, basically the rest of that psalm is him apologizing to God. It's an apology that says, sorry, God, but I've envied the wicked. Sorry, God, I've seen the arrogant and their prosperity and their wealth, and actually that's what I wanted even more than you at times. I almost stumbled. My heart grieved and I became bitter towards you. But then after his apology, he says, I will tell of all your great deeds. I don't know about you, but I've been there plenty of times. When my parents separated when I was in year 12, my heart grieved. And I had that opportunity. Do I blame God or do I believe that God is good? When I was diagnosed with a life-threatening blood disease or blood condition, ITP, again, I had that opportunity where I had to say, is God good even through this? Or is God out to get me? But each time, God would show me through my struggles that he is good. So what if it's our advice right throughout the Bible? God's good and perfect word to us. Wait for the Lord, for he is good. Trust in the Lord always. Seek first his kingdom and all these things shall be added. Draw near to him and he shall draw near to you. And when God reveals his goodness, that we should tell of his great deeds. God was good, God is good, God will continue to be good, forever good. The enemy, he comes to rob, kill and destroy, and his plan and his destiny is to see that robbed from us, that we would not know what it is to know God as good. This is what living by faith and not by sight is all about. And that is, despite our circumstances, despite my current circumstances, despite your current circumstances, just as David and Asaph cried out, don't let me stumble. Don't let me lose hope. By faith, God, I recognize that you are good and that your goodness lasts forever. You turn all things to good for those who love you. So how does that look in practicality? Again, the only way that I can explain that is through a short testimony. For me, one of these occasions where God just revealed to himself, to me how good he is. And, you know, it was one of those incredible memory pegs that I look back upon and I can look back upon and I can say, yeah, even in amongst everything else seemingly going wrong, God was good because it was part of his plans and his purposes. He brought me to that point where it looked like nothing else was going to happen or go right. And then God intervened. So this particular time was a few weeks before I was looking to propose to Narelle. Everything was going well. I'd saved up enough money to buy the ring. It's important that you get the right ring, guys, just in case you're wondering. And I knew what I wanted. I knew the timing. Basically, I wanted to propose to Narelle on our 2-year anniversary of us courting. That would be also perfect in terms of I wanted a 6-month engagement to get married in the January, and then she'd be able to come to Ballarat, where I lived, and be able to take up a teaching role in Ballarat and start the school year. So that would all work well. It also would give, where she was working at the time here at Oxley, would give them 6 months' notice for them to know that she would no longer be around and find a replacement. So everything just seemed right, that this would be the good timing for the proposal. A few weeks before that proposal, my car was no longer working and it was no longer really revivable. And to get myself back on the road, it was going to take every cent that I had saved towards that engagement ring. At that point, in that moment, it was probably the most devastating thing that could happen to me, because I'm just thinking this could mean another 12 months before the timing might be right. God, surely you're in this. God, how could this happen? I was close to tears. All that I had left after paying to get my car back on the road was $50. I went to a men's conference, which luckily I'd already paid for, so I was able to go to that. I went to a men's conference at our church that weekend. And on that Sunday, they took up an offering for the guest speaker, and I'd just been really blessed. I just really thought, you know, even despite the circumstances, I'd been really blessed by this speaker and the conference. And I felt God say, put your last $50 in. I'm like, God. And then I'm like, oh, well, really doesn't matter. What's an extra $50 upon everything else that's happened? And so I put that $50 into the offering. And I felt that it was right. And I just praised God. And I said, God, you're in control. You know what's happening. You know what's going to happen. And I couldn't see any foreseeable way out of this situation other than spending the next 12 months raising the funds to buy this engagement ring. Anyway, that happened on the Sunday. I turned up to work on the Monday, and I was working in at the university on the computer help desk. I was doing an IT degree. And while doing that, I was working on this help desk. There on the desk was a note that said, give the School of Nursing a ring. They may have some work for you. I'm like, that's odd. I didn't know that I was allowed to moonlight. But it was a note from my boss, and I'm like, okay, let's see what it's about. The School of Nursing wanted a database set up, and they wanted it set up within the next week if possible. They had a very tight timeline. Can you do it? I went and had a chat to them. I said, yeah, I think that this is a database that I can set up for you. I think I can do it within the week. What are you thinking that you might want to pay for this? The exact amount of money that it cost me to get my car fixed, the exact amount of money that I had raised and had sitting in my bank account to buy an engagement ring for Narelle. God is good. Unfortunately, it didn't stop there because now it was only a week pretty much before the big popping, the big question. So I'm like, I got to get out there real quick. I got to find myself a ring. So I went into a reputable ring store and I had a look around. There was nothing that was what I was after. I knew that I just wanted something simple, elegant, and that would look nice on Rel's super skinny fingers. So I went in and I described what I wanted to the shop. And they said, yeah, no problem. We can get that made for you. I'm like, awesome. And they said, it'll take 3 weeks. I've got it all arranged already. It's going to be this week. So I went out feeling a bit despondent and thinking, oh, I don't know. God, again, I prayed. God, surely you're in this. Everything seems to have gone right up till now, even though everything seemed like it was going wrong. God, help. So I drove to another jewelry store. And I was, again, just starting to feel disappointed and worried and concerned that this wasn't going to work out. Thinking about, you know, what else I might do. Maybe, you know, go to one of those, you know, little 20-cent things, and you know, I could just give her a plastic one, say, the ring's on its way. But I decided not to. Went to another ring shop, and I kid you not, there in the front window was the ring that I had just drawn and described in the other store, sitting on display and on special for the exact money that the School of Nursing had paid me for their database. God is good. And she said, yes, God is good. God is very good. Even though she told me later on she would have said yes to the first person that asked her because she would have felt sorry for them and didn't know how to say no. But how to make a guy feel good about himself. Luckily, God is good. And this was probably one of my first and biggest opportunities to test God, to see God in his goodness, in his fullness, where there was no other physical way out of this other than trusting in God. And I look back on that and I just go, that's not coincidence. That can't, just the way that it worked out, step after step after step, it was incredible. And I give praise to God for that. And not only that, but that gave me the faith for the future to believe that God is good in amongst other more difficult circumstances. God sometimes asks us to give our last few dollars in faith, to give him the opportunity to show us his goodness. Or he might put a lion in our path to prepare us for a time in the future when he'll reveal again his goodness. He asks us to walk blindly for a moment across a stage or across life with just a simple whisper to go on. Jared, I got you. Jared, trust me. I won't let you fall. We live life by faith and not by sight. It's by faith that we recognize that God is good. When we recognize He is good, we can understand that He has our best interest at heart. And when we recognize that He has our best interest at heart, we can trust Him fully. And when we can learn to trust Him fully, we realize that the harder things that we're asked to do or keep from or be involved with are because He wants us to know that living life under His goodness is incredible. Do you believe that God is good? Because if not, it will actually alter your perception of everything about Him. Unless seen through the eyes of goodness, unless you see Him through the eyes of someone who recognizes Him as good, the filter that you use to read His word, the filter you use to recognize His miracles and His goodness, they will be tainted. And you'll never really understand the fullness of who God is and ultimately who you are because of Him. We need a revelation of God's goodness. I remain confident of this, said David. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Amen? Let's pray. Before we pray, let me just give an opportunity of response. Tonight, if you're here and you're like, Matt, you know what? Man, I struggle with that. I really do. I'm in a situation right now where seeing that God is good is really, really hard. Tonight, can we pray for you? Can you just raise your hand and just say, Matt, I'm in that situation right now. I want to know the revelation that God is truly good. Awesome. Is there anyone else tonight that we can just pray for you to have a revelation of God's goodness, to recognize Him as good? You can put your hand down. Awesome. Father God, we thank You that You are good. We thank You that You have our best interest at heart. We thank You, Lord, that You accept us despite our flaws. Lord God, as people sit here tonight and they hear this message, Lord, if they are facing financial issues, we pray for a breakthrough. And that, Lord God, that they would be able to testify that God is good. Lord, if they are facing physical battles, Lord God, whether it be a health issue, whether it be something that is preventing them from living life to the full, Lord God, we speak Your life and Your goodness into their life right now. That Your Holy Spirit would quicken their mortal body and restore them to fullness. And again, that they would be able to testify, my God is good. Lord God, for those that are struggling with some form of emotional issue, perhaps it's heartbreak, Lord God, I pray that You would mend their broken heart. And Lord, that they would be able to testify that God is good. Lord, despite our circumstance, that we would be able to declare, even if we don't see an immediate or even a long-term solution to what it is that we're going through, but God, beyond that, we would still be able to recognize You are good. Give us a revelation of Your goodness. We pray in Jesus' precious, mighty name. Amen. Faith is trusting that God is good all the time, in and through all circumstances. He can and will work all things together for good for those who love Him and who have been called according to His purpose. Amen? Amen. God is good.